This is Flash at the Dropping a Coil Show with Larry Woods and Rob Wirtz on this, the 12th of August, 2020. And special thanks to Grimner. I think we're doing a show on Wednesday instead of a normal Thursday. Larry's going to be a little bit busy tomorrow, so get the hellos over with. And we got for the bots and bodies today, we got a barman and Grimner. Moose Girl, Kate, Anti underscore, Asmo, Chloe, Chastoni, Chloe again. Dan, hey, you're drowning me out.
Oh, Dan, sorry, Dan, sorry.
Flash, somebody, that's me. Frumpy, Work, J Dread, J's 9, J's, Meister Brow, Prince, Rob Works, the Bubbler, Trust, No One, Vanna White, Weather Dork, The Phantom, CC66, Cyborg Noodle, NCIV, Lurky9, Matt WJ2002, Ponesauce, Smartass, The Holiest Roger, and ZPix. So, this is a kind of an unexpected show for a Wednesday, but Larry and Rob. Say hi, guys.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, guys.
So, Larry's got a meeting tomorrow during showtime, so we rescheduled for today. And, Larry, you and your team discovered something new this week, I hear.
The Scottish stones that were between 3200 and 2500 B.C., intricately carved, their balls in shape, but they've got lobes on them, all different number of lobes, some of them 3, 5, however, but some of them are carved with an intricate pattern, and the patterns look like Tesla pancake coils and normal resistance coils and the triple spirals of the coils that you see on the cave walls from caveman days. So I'm thinking that, and they're made out of things for like sandstone and granite, and that's a high crystalline content stone, which means that it's electrically conductive. We're looking at a picture of one right now that's got all these carvings on it, but in between the lobes, this one has got three small holes drilled into it like they were balancing it. And that to me just says that this thing was made to spin, to roll. And it ain't no cannonball because you wouldn't get any compression with all these different lobes on it.
Right.
I don't really know what they were designed for, but it certainly looks like the rotor out of a machine to me.
Yeah, I posted the link to that in the chat. It's about halfway down the page, or most of the way down the page, the one with all the lines and stuff.
Well, it's really an interesting drawing. I'd like to find other pictures that are on the web. I'm sure there's more.
Yeah.
But some of them don't have any kind of design on them, but they're still the same patterns, the same lobes on them.
Oh, I just had a bunch more.
And the lobes, these are in relief. They're not scratched into it. The patterns aren't scratched into it. They stick up above it.
Uh-huh.
And that's why that particular one I thought maybe was some sort of a coil, or turn the stone into a coil by giving it pathways to follow. And maybe not, I don't know. It sure is intriguing. And if we were to design a thing out of copper very similar to this, I think we could put it in a magnetic field and that it would, or in an electromagnetic field, and that it would float and rotate, thereby generating into that field.
I'm finding a bunch more. Oh, here's a bigger, better picture of that one. Oh man. What?
Post them, I'll look.
Well, if it'll let me. No.
Harper balls.
It won't let me open that one.
Yeah.
Here's another one.
Lumpy balls? That's a dryer ball right there. You put that in your dryer with your clothes when they come out soft.
Which one?
Ha ha ha.
The one with all the bumps on it, the very first picture on that.
Oh, okay. There's another picture of the one with all the carving on it.
The ones with the bumps on them, if they were producing hydrogen, you put that sucker in the wall and in the water and make it spin, the oxygen would come, or the hydrogen would come off the bumps, and the oxygen would come off the space in between.
Uh-huh.
So these could have been used for electrolysis, hydrogen producing.
Yeah. Here's a different one. Oh. Here's a good one. Here's a good one.
Some interesting ones on down the page, almost at the bottom. Okay.
Well, there's some more I've just put in the wire. I'll post it in the chat.
Ten best. Okay. Yeah, these are just interesting designs, and this is the kind of stuff that sort of got me thinking about a new kind of coil.
Okay.
Oh, those are beautiful. This last one is really nice. Just the seeing the different things that they did and wondering, if somebody's not just going to sit there and carve one of these things out, as difficult as it is, just for a religious artifact.
You wouldn't think.
I think there's more to it. And I think a lot of times that the ancient religion, you call it religion, but it's the priest go to the temple and are supported by the people, so they don't have to work. They can be the engineers, the scientists, the keepers of the sacred knowledge of power. So yeah, it makes sense. And then I'm going to come in and conquer you, and my religion is better than your religion, so I kill out all your religious people and burn the books, and there you go. We have been losing technology over the centuries. We ain't gained it. We ain't getting smarter. We're still using steam to make power, even with the atomic power plants. It's still steam.
Still steam, yeah.
Yeah, but you're social distancing, so I don't get sick.
People just get sick listening to me talk.
Not me.
Here's one. Wow.
Hey, wait a minute.
There are some really unique looking stones here.
You got me looking at stuff. Check this out.
Well, what would be kind of curious is what got you together with this particular idea in the first place? How did you trip into this?
Oh, this girl had an idea.
We were studying Tesla's single phase motor. The way it's wired completely different than the way they do it today. It's much more efficient. But then somebody remembered seeing these balls and say, hey, what about this in there? We can make this shape. Let's do it and put some wire on it or make it out of something that's conductive and see what happens. It may heat up. It may turn red. But it may be a self-rotating, power-generating, and inducing ball. And we may not even have to put any wire on it.
Hey, Larry, look in your wire there. Look at, I just posted another thing. It's called Broodmech Pictish Symbols by Own Gusmech Fergusa.
Oh, that's beautiful.
What does that look like?
Looks like a clock.
Hmm.
Where are you at? Mine just switched off and went to the home page.
Okay.
Quit.
No, I don't have to.
Oh, there it is. Now that whole page. Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. There's a bunch. Yeah, it's just that one image, and then there's a whole bunch more.
Ah, yes,
just stuff below it. If you look along down the right hand side, there's a bunch of all this Celtic stuff looks really interesting too. The way they got those interweaving patterns,
yeah.
And that just seems like it should be something.
But yeah, that and the Persian rugs. I saw a Persian rug from 300 AD that the border was an LRC circuit.
There's another one I see a lot here, too. There's three swirling pattern thing.
That's the tree of life with a triangle? With a triangle in the middle of a blue circle? And a circle cut in half like a yin-yang?
No.
The flower of life in the middle of it.
The Triskel. Are
the three swirls on the staff?
The Triskel. It's a round. It's a circle with three swirling. It looks like
I'm looking at that.
Yeah.
That is so cool. Yeah. This is a pancake coil.
Yeah,
the swirls are representing pancake coils, and it looks like this whole assembly rotates on that bar.
Yeah,
swings round and round.
Fascinating stuff.
That could be done with magnets to make that spin, and with the magnets to push it and pull it. All of those little spikes on the far end and the near end of that pole would be arc points.
Yep.
The bottom of it is the ground, and the top of it is where it arcs. That's a beautiful symbol.
Cool stuff.
Yes, indeed. And they call them tattoos.
So is that all y'all discussed on the meeting Monday?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
What else you got for us?
The meeting Monday got us to where tomorrow is why I can't go. Can't have this. But the Monday meeting took us to one of the leaders of the group, has got all the material and wound the coils and got a three-phase Bellissima motor, and we're going to wire that tomorrow and make it work.
What's a Bellissima motor, and what's that?
It's the motor out of a dryer, an Italian dryer, clothes dryer, and it's got a series of magnets around the outside rim of it, and they spin electromagnets by those, by pulsing them on, off, which is the way the world works anyway. Feel your heart.
What was the name of it?
Bellissima.
Bellissima. B-A-L-I-S-S-I-M-A.
Your guess is as good as mine on that. I'm allowed.
Bellissima motor. I mean, sure. Bellissima motor. That's okay. That's in a okay motor. Bellissima.
As that shaft spins, the coils are on a rotor, and it pulses with the magnetic field. So, and there's, I believe, 36 magnets around the outside edge of this thing.
Okay, well, I know that's not really important. I got hung on it. But,
okay. Yeah, but that's what they were doing to try to get over Unity when I first started with the group October of last year.
Right.
And when I introduced the toroidal coils, they sort of got away from that. But now we've got a system where we're pretty sure that one of these coils, without introducing outside energy into the coil, can make that three-phase motor run.
Okay.
The energy that we get, that 12 volts AC that we get, will be enough to go through the coil and pulse this and give it the capacitance that it needs to start.
Uh-huh.
We'll see. That's happening tomorrow.
Okay.
In the meantime, when they start building this project, they're going to have grid power to do it. So we've designed an interface with the grid system that will allow us to fill our product from the grid initially, supply our customer, and it goes through a transfer switch, of course. But we've got it so that every single bit of the power consumed by the customer goes back onto the grid.
Okay.
And they get paid for it. So put in more machines, do more work, get more things done, and
make more money.
Make more money. That's it. So seems like a pretty good deal. We got the transfer switch built in, and the AC power, or the three legs of power coming out one side, and the three phase, and the three phase power going back into the grid. That was a pretty exciting thing.
Yeah.
It's a grid interface. We go each way.
Right.
And we also, which is one of my favorites, we made a single-phase amperage booster out of one of the coils. All this coil is designed to do is to give you more amperage off the load side.
And okay, yeah.
That worked out pretty good. We've got a 12-circuit coil again. This is a flat-wound coil, and it should produce 30 times more energy than we put into it, and whatever the house needs, we'll just put that many LEDs in the light post to boost up that much amperage. So that's going to be an easy thing to accomplish. The wiring is to date, the most complicated wiring diagram that I've made, but it's more complicated than the diagram for switching over to main power.
Jeez.
But it works. It works electrically. We'll find out if it works when we hook it up or not.
Okay. So it hasn't actually been prototyped?
No, it hasn't been prototyped yet. We haven't got that far.
Okay. Well, it all
but
sounds
great. These circuits all work electrically, so I'm pretty sure they'll work with the coils.
We'll find out.
You're the one that would know. I have no idea.
Neither do I.
So, speaking of the project, of course, I'm always thinking about it, but your plan is to go over there and teach the villagers or whoever how to build the coils and let them produce the coils.
Yeah.
So you're not going to be able to do that until COVID eases up.
Right, exactly. I'm thinking September.
What are the chances they would be willing to back a program here to teach people how to make the coils and get a head start on it?
We would be shot.
I've
already had the visit.
Yeah.
Can't do anything in the United States.
That's too bad.
I've got Pure Checker. I think that's what it's called. Just a second, let me find out. Pure Block. Let me open that up and I'll tell you who's been looking at us.
Oh.
The Korean government, the Malaysian government, lots and lots and lots and lots. Let me get the right part of it up.
By looking at us, what do you mean?
Well, this is Pure Block, and what it does is it tells you who's monitoring your site.
Okay. I guess that's what I need. What site are you talking about?
Pure Block 1.2.
No, I mean, what site are they monitoring?
I don't know. I can't tell. I don't know that sort of thing. Just a second. Let me find the right spot. Port settings. Web traffic and FTP transfer and outgoing mail and incoming mail. I've got
crazy. That's all stats for a website.
Okay.
Or a hosting plan, actually, for a website. But what's the website that you're looking at the stats for? Is that the...
80.443 parentheses, yeah. HTTP, HTTPS, and web traffic. The protection here is coming up. This is the list. General Electric's looking at me. Xerox is looking at me. And they've all been blocked. Let's see. It's coming up again.
I wasn't aware you had a website, other than that one I made you that doesn't exist anymore.
I don't have a website.
Well, then I don't understand what you're looking at.
I can't find exactly the one that I was looking at the other day. List manager. There we go.
Is that your router you're looking at?
Here it is. It was on one of my lists. Oh, crap. The list manager. And it's got China Internet Information Center, Bonet on Telecom Malaysia, Korea Internet and Security Agency, China Unicom, Heilongjiang Proxy.
But how are they finding you, Larry? Through your Facebook information or what?
I don't know. I don't know. This is just people, communications police of Bangkok, the Royal Thai Navy College of Nursing.
You don't get like some kind of notice that they're looking at your stuff? And then what stuff are they looking at to make their judgments? I'm kind of confused.
I have no idea. Somebody came by to visit and they said, oh, you need Pure Block. And all this stuff started showing up.
What did you originally type into the computer?
I don't know. He did it.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. One of those buddies come over and put something on your computer.
Okay. So that's a firewall. Those are people that have been trying to get into your computer.
Well, the Royal Thai Navy College of Nursing, Traffic Police of Bangkok, Central Police Training Division in Thailand, Ministry of Public Health in Thailand, Southern Border Provinces Police Operations Center.
Okay.
This happened when we had that meeting with the guy from Malaysia, because that's where he was at.
Right. That's when all that stuff started showing up.
Yeah.
Oops.
GE Healthcare Clinical Systems, USA Southern European Task Force.
That's
Electronic Service Italia.
Quite the list of
CAD activity on Telecom Italia business. CAD activity on Gruppo Mineral Mafel.
Okay, so this is a firewall
US
type
Navy
program.
Italy, NATO, U.S. Navy, Italy.
Yeah, this is a firewall program, and all of those things have been trying to access your computer.
Mm-hmm. Good, let them look. There ain't nothing on there but porn. And I keep everything hard copy. Screw them.
That's right.
And that was P2P.
Okay, so
anti-P2P organizations.
I see all that. Yeah.
Advertising and data tracking services, educational institutions, and universities.
Well, you got Cowboy Tech on this. He's bringing up Microsoft. Innocent ways Windows users can get hacked.
Absolutely.
Well, you've already made a stand. You don't put it on the computer in the first place. Fuck it.
Yeah.
And when you do, it'll be open source, and you'll mean to put it on there, so there will be nothing to keep a secret about.
Yeah.
That's right.
Such a simple world we live in.
No kidding.
Oh, so easy when you don't tell everybody a bunch of bullshit.
China Education and Research Network in Najang, Huan University, China Education and Research Network again, Education Management Corporation, Concordia University, American Education Centers, United School District, Swinlicky Academy, City of Pittsfield Schools. Why are they looking at me?
Or that could just be the source of the computer where people are looking from, right?
Yeah.
You can log on from a business and...
Yeah, some individual is there looking from that computer.
Those pictures must be great.
I'm not sure you're completely understanding. I went and got that program. I'll look at it and see.
I know I'm not understanding.
Yeah.
I know nothing about this thing.
Yeah.
All that software is a
firewall program.
I went into List Manager and told it to give me a list, and it showed me all this stuff.
Okay. But, you know, if you go to a website of one of those websites, it's going to register that. So it's picking up everything you go to, as well as if somebody is actually trying to access your computer.
Well, I guarantee I've never gone to the Malaysian police.
Oh, yeah, I understand.
Or NATO.
NATO.
Yeah, I'll dig into that and get down to the nitty gritty on it and see what it's all about.
find out what's really happening there. But I thought that was kind of unique. But some people look.
Yeah.
All they'll see is the good fish I've caught.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, we ain't had a fishing report.
Larry had been too busy to go fishing for the past 3 weeks.
That's a fishing report.
That's yeah. a bummer.
Oh,
I'm starting to have fishing withdrawals.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
How long will it take you to knock this situation out that you're going to start tomorrow?
We'll probably spend a good 4 hours with him connecting wires and doing different tests. We've got to test magnetic field strength. We've got to test the what I call a phantom circuit, but it's a magnetic circuit that you can't test with a device. And we built special test equipment to do that. This particular circuit doesn't read when you put a meter on it, doesn't feel, you can grab hold of it and you can't tell there's energy going through it, but when you put a load on it, the load works. So that's, we've developed a light bulb system that should make that work. If it's going through an LED, but the LED, as you know, is polarized, so that if we hook it on backwards, it won't light, but if we hook it on the right way, it will light. So just going through and testing all the circuits like that, and with a direct resistance light bulb, magnetic field temperature, we'll be monitoring the temperature to find out if this particular system will heat up. Some of the stuff we've got stays at room temperature and doesn't heat up, and I'm thinking that's what this one's going to do just because of the way we've got it wired, but we'll see on that one. Let's see, what else? Oh, of course, the voltage and amperage and the relationship between input and output. You'll have a watt meter hooked onto it, so we'll know how much we waste. The watt meter reads power consumed, actually converted into heat that is consumed. I think that's all. We've already done the ohm readings on it. When you hook two circuits, you've got a specific amount of resistance in each circuit.
Right.
When you hook two together, that resistance drops. When you hook three together, it goes almost to zero, like 0.001. And when you put four circuits together, zero resistance, and we've got a 12-circuit panel, our coil. So we're set there. We're showing zero resistance.
That's superconductivity, right?
Well, at room temperature, yeah, supposed to be. And it's really doing a whole bunch of stuff that isn't normal. The last one of these we tested got four times more energy out than was put into it. Uh-huh. So, and that was with a benchtop power supply.
Right.
One of the guys showed us at the meeting Monday, he's testing one circuit only and doing high frequency and high voltage through it. The high frequency is 12 volts.
Uh-huh.
That's high voltage, 12 volts. And that 12 volts gave him a 1,000-volt potential, and he was running a 5% duty cycle, and that 1,000% potential was running the other 95% of the duty cycle.
Jesus.
So that's boosting the input power. He was getting microvolts out of it, and went to millivolts. That's times 1,000. So this is a really exciting coil. This may be And that's one circuit out of it.
Jeez.
Multiply that by 12. So this may be a for the power companies for the high voltage transmission lines. We'll see. But that's just some of the fun stuff we're doing.
Yeah.
The coil that we're testing tomorrow is a 4-to-1. You get 4 times more out than you put in. So we'll see what that does.
Well, what's the ratio with the way they do it now? Compared to what they put in, what do they get out?
If they put in 100% and it's a very efficient transformer, yeah, unless you pay extra for a special made one, you'll be losing 40%. It only puts out 60% of what you put into it.
By design.
By design, yes.
That's the part that we've been not hearing all our life.
They do that on purpose. Why would you make something efficient if you were the one charging for the power?
I'm Jewish. Yeah. I wouldn't. In fact, if anything, I'd raise prices on you people.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the people that are in power are far too kind to you. Prices are far too low.
I think there's some Jewish somewhere. Because I have a huge nose. I have a ski jump. I don't have a nose.
I was throwing a little sarcasm out there, but
the way I'm trying to be mean.
The way I understand that the whole Tesla story was he wanted to give us free electric, and business didn't. So here we are.
Well, there you go, J.P. Morgan. If you can't charge for it every month, I ain't buying into it.
But they seem to have just connected everything else to energy so that the bottom line is no energy and you're fucked. You get nowhere. Try using your cell phone when there's no juice in it sometime. You'll see what I'm talking about.
Look, he was into mining and oil and fossil fuels. Let's use all the products to make this stuff happen. And if we can burn something to make electricity, let's do that instead of give it away free.
Yeah, all the synthetics on top of it. They were useless synthetics that wouldn't earn them any profit any other way.
Yep.
They had to con us into thinking we needed it.
Oil was a terrible thing before they figured out they could run machines with it.
Yeah.
You had oil on your property, it wasn't worth a dang.
Nothing.
It was useless.
Yeah, that's why they made that movie, that TV show, The Beverly Hillbillies.
Yep.
Yep. Just to, prime the pump, make us more dependent, more and more and more.
That's it.
Well, yes, how did they get this out of control is what I'd like to know. But
rich folks. Rich folks getting money off of it.
Yeah.
The owners of the corporations, I can make more money off of this and get charged for it, and it's renewable. Oil is not a finite thing. Oil is renewable. That's the lifeblood of our planet.
What is it like? It's like a lubricant for Earth, and here we are sucking it out, burning it like a bunch of dumbasses.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, they wonder, is that why we get these weird earthquakes and strange places?
Yeah, that and fracking.
Not fracking. That's
and fracking wind turbines.
Come on.
And wind turbines.
Oh, there is so much more. Oh, yeah, but we get conned by the media to believe in all these things that are really bad for us. They tell us on the TV, they're really good for you.
Critters wild critters won't even graze under a windmill. Cattle won't graze under a windmill.
Well, they've been trying to thin those herds down for a while anyway.
Really?
Cow farts! Oh. Hey, you know who I haven't seen much of in about almost a year? Little Greta from Sweden. Not a freaking word out of any of these climate fear muggers for like 9 months. Thank you, COVID.
Yep. It's the only thing good that it did.
Well, I was so worried that the planet was going to, die because of climate change. Couldn't remember what it was called for a second.
Wow.
Well, now I've got something new to worry about, so I feel so much better.
Yeah, but they still ain't figured out which way it's changing.
Yes. Is it going to be an ice age or a heat wave?
No.
I just had a visual of Biden and Trump sumo wrestling at the White House for the job.
Yeah, buddy.
Winner takes all. I'll try hanging on to your ball, Joseph Sniffer. But, Matt, or maybe they could co-president the end of the United States.
That's right.
Because if you guys are going to put up with four more years of the shit that I've read for the last 8 months, there ain't going to be an America to govern.
I ain't buying into that.
Yep.
If Biden gets elected with, I can't even remember her name now.
Harris.
Harris.
Yeah. Can I tell her yes?
Yeah. If she gets to be his running mate on day one or within the first week, they'll pull a article or a Amendment 25 on him, and he's incompetent, and she takes over and pulls somebody else in. She gets to appoint her vice president at that point. If that happens, we are dead.
Well, good luck. Doesn't look good from this side of the pond. Just see. Thinking about it.
You shattered my bubble on the whole thing about the shootus.
Who's going to shoot?
When I asked Larry about setting up an operation here.
Oh, yeah. So, that's right. You can't do any of this in America. I know a lot about what you cannot do in America. Some of it is news, like what Larry told me about the electrical last week. But it makes so much sense that the foundation of why you can't actually get anywhere is because the rules are strapped to the 1700s.
Yeah. In my town, you still can't shoot a jackrabbit off the back end of the trolley.
Well, sure. Yes. You think you got problems in California? You can't fuck a dead cat.
Oh my goodness! Why they don't make that a law here?
It was so rampant that they found it necessary to write a law and put it on the books.
Boy.
Wow. Well, you know, law keeps lawyers in a job. It doesn't have to make sense.
Hey guys, I'm gonna move out.
That's legal up there.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, bestiality is legal in Canada now.
Well, there you go.
There you go. I'm going to find me a bear.
A bear? Oh, yep. My God. Hope it's a furry bear. So, but anyway, Larry, seriously speaking, because I was curious about, okay, you have 4 hours invested into a meeting that goes into a period of labor. Do you already have the estimates for how long the labor should take to get this thing built to test it?
Okay.
That's how specific I was trying to
make. Let's talk about that a little bit. That's a good topic.
Thanks.
Well,
you do the talking and I'll mute.
Okay. With 12 circuits, that's 24 wires. Okay. 12 circuits means that there's 144 minimum different ways to wire this, to hook it up. Well, so far we've got 8 of the 144, but 72 of those are just going to be the opposite polarity of themselves. So that brings us down to 72, and again, we've just now got 8 of the different ways to wire it. The other ways, when we come upon a power use, something that we want to make power for, then we come up with how to wire the coil to provide that specific type of power, whether it's three-phase Y, three-phase delta, grounded B-phase delta, or single-phase 120-240, or straight 240 systems. We've got to come up with a different wiring diagram for each one of those, because and a different number of coils and different coil combinations to achieve it. So we've got now the component coil complete. We don't have to do any more drawings on that one. That replaces all the electronic equipment and the diodes and all that garbage that burns out, stuff that breaks. So we got that out of the way. We've got the interface with the power company now out of the way. We've got a power boosting. Say, okay, I don't run a welder here, but if I wanted to, that would draw a whole bunch more power off my system. And say I'm on the same pole with my neighbor, and he wants to run a welder too. Well, to provide the energy, the extra energy, for another welding load on two welding loads on that system, we have to add another coil. So we just yesterday finished up the drawing for how to boost up the amperage requirements for that facility. And this one will work in residential, and it will take three of this to work in a commercial, in a three-phase system. So it's not just hook 12 wires up, hook 24 wires up, and you're done. It's how to hook them up, what position to put them in, okay, what portions of the coil are working together with other portions, how many amps do you need, how many volts do you need.
And all that's on paper, so yeah, it's there to see it. And then you only have to produce one version of all these possible ways to do it?
Well, it's...
It's like picking a sandwich in a restaurant. I want it with this, this, and this. Is it that simple?
Yeah, it's that simple.
Okay, all right. It just sounds very technical because of what it is, electricity.
Well, it's a whole bunch of wires to hook under a terminal strip.
Mm-hmm.
A whole bunch. And a whole bunch of jumpers that go in different places. It's like programming a dip switch. Like programming a dip switch with 24 switches on it.
Is that like talking to Hans?
Oh, but I got one more but, part to this.
Oh,
question.
Switch, not shit. A dish. I was thinking dip shit.
Who's going to do the testing, the safety testing on this project? Is that part of your...
Yeah, we're going to open up another company. We're going to open up an independent testing laboratory. Just like UL. Just like the pharmaceutical companies. We will test our own stuff and put our own safety label on it. Screw these people that are fossil fuel backed.
Whoa. Okay. Well, hey, Rob, I just wanted to get that little bit in because
Everybody else does it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow. What? Don't be the squeaky wheel.
The phone companies.
Yeah.
They all do it.
Okay. Well, that's at a level of business I'm not familiar with.
Well, we've also designed plugs where once this thing is wired internally, there's a plug sticking out the end of it.
Yeah, like a toaster, yeah.
Yeah, and if you don't hook it into the right other piece of equipment, it won't fit in that plug.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, make it plug and play.
Over here, they've got the double plug and the triple plug.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like your dryer plug. Some of them have an L-shaped hole in them. Some of them have three slanted holes in them. You can't plug the wrong thing into the wrong thing.
Yeah, we're going to have winter coming too, damn it. Me and Sirk ditched the dryer.
Uh-oh.
In the wintertime, it's too cold outside to do any drying, but not inside.
So
But in the summer and the spring here, we got a clothesline.
Absolutely. I still got a clothesline in my backyard.
I'm still happy with the decision to cut back on the juice and let nature do some more stuff.
Absolutely.
And I'm growing my vegetables and, Cirque's growing some, and I'm growing stuff in the house and such.
Cool.
So, So yeah, we've been given cucumbers, and she got a few tomatoes come out. Those little round, tiny little cherry tomatoes.
Yeah.
Took them down to the bar, and the bartender loves the shit out of her backyard gardening. So
there you go.
Well, you don't make friends better than that when you feed somebody for just a, you know, here, have some.
Have some real food. Yeah.
Oh, here, I'll sell you these. For, I said, fuck that shit. We just give away what we can't eat. And there was lots of neighbors around us, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then her mom has the other bar, so I go over there if I want to and drop her off a bag of shit. I don't know, it's kind of neighborly, I guess.
Yeah.
Makes for really good neighbors, yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Well, I was giving you a guy the Green Danish Report.
Cool. You're recording into quite the prepper.
Well, I have a friend that he's got my back. He knows all the Danish laws that are coming, and he wants to make sure that I'm safe.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. He's my best friend, but he's my imaginary friend. And he says weird things sometimes, so it's hard to see that he's got my back. But I understand it.
Oh.
Yeah, you know what they're not going to do here in Denmark that other people believe they're going to do here in Denmark?
Forced vaccination?
Oh, yeah. They already put the big thumbs up to that shit. Oh, yeah, sure, we'll do it. And then they turn around and went, the fuck we're going to do that? People
will really?
But in the beginning, the health minister flip-flop, you know, they had to turn it around.
Yeah.
These people will remove you from your fucking office and then publicly shame you for the rest of your fucking life and point you out in the street by your name.
Yeah?
Yeah, and it's a small, yeah, you can't hide. Where are you going to go?
Reasonable.
It's like the size of what, Rhode Island or something here. It's really small.
Yeah, it's like a small state.
Mm. There's 19 states with a bigger population than Denmark.
Yeah.
Wow, that's how important we are. Is out of your 50 states, Denmark is...
Yeah, where do you get off having an opinion?
Exactly. I don't even live on your bit of dirt.
You're a little bitty old country over here. Y'all ain't nobody. Shut the fuck up.
I don't think the court's going to like that.
No? Okay.
But you know what? I got a Thor joke. I told it on the dork table a couple of years ago. I bring it to Dropping the Coil. So this party in the, you know, in the Netherlands, all the gods come and everybody, and they're all fucking and drinking and doing whatever they do all night long. And in the fucking crack of the morning, this girl looks up, and there's this guy just flying in out of the sky, this big staff. He crashes it into the ground, and he yells, "I'm Thor!" And that girl rolls over, and she says, "You're Thor, I'm so Thor, I can't piss."
I have heard that one before. That was a grade school joke.
Well, I live in Denmark, though, so...
Yeah, it's local.
When I was in California or, say, New York, hearing a European or English joke, it was different than when I was living down here. So these weird, like, gods and shit like that, I always made fun of it. Can't make fun of that shit over here. No, they've even got, like, jewelry that that certain Danes wear to identify that conquering kind of mentality.
Yeah.
It looks like a little hammer. It's like being in a club with a tattoo.
You know, they get all serious about that shit.
Well, yeah, well, but they're very nice people. Yeah. But I wouldn't want to cross them and piss them off and end up, you know, with a Thor's hammer in my forehead.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
that would be very comfortable.
All these roads are done with a lot of brickwork, so they've got masons.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, these kids running these backhoes, little tiny backhoes about the size of a half a Volkswagen bus. Kid looked about 16 fucking years old. Like, I'm getting old, man. I'm starting to see children's faces and people that are doing, you know, construction jobs on the street. And I'm seeing little children. So,
yeah.
Well, it was a shock, but the kid flicked his cigarette the fuck down and went back up in his backhoe and went back to work. It's like,
damn.
And he didn't look old enough to, you know, to buy a beer. And here the legal drinking age is 18, but they boot him out at 10 o'clock, I think. There's like a cutoff time.
A curfew.
Yeah. Well, cool. It's still, I guess it's a little better than not being able to completely.
Well, at least they can be home in time to get to work in the morning.
Yeah, well, they're a little looser here on their restrictions. They sound horrible, but when you live in it, it's not so bad. But that was just my 2 cents tonight. Because I was grilling Larry on how he's going to pull this the caper off tomorrow. And I think that part of the key to the whole thing is the safety testing. Because safety testing, whether a human being believes in it or not, the company you work for won't get insurance unless you have safety testing done. Right, Larry?
That's right.
Right, Rob?
Yeah, I get it.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, this is kind of common. Everybody that's ever done any kind of business knows.
Yeah.
But it's finance. It's not about safety. It's about
we're going to have millions and millions of dollars of liability insurance. And we wouldn't be able to get that without some sort of a safety label on it and without a recognized standards label. It may be hard to get one anyway.
Yeah.
Insurance. So we'll see. It's just a possible way around it, and we haven't even gone anything more than just talking about it so far. Haven't looked into what kind of stuff we got to do just to get the independent testing license.
Yeah.
Good old Uncle Sam.
This stuff sounds a lot to me. It's very similar to banking. And the way I'm saying it's similar is that, you got to put something there first before anybody can say you did anything that's wrong. So, you're kind of given an opportunity to put it there. You're build this, show me it's safe. That kind of idea. Well,
yeah.
They can't tell you not to do it because your safety people are going to tell them it's safe.
Mm-hmm.
You're like a government. You think, boy, I'm going to start calling you Larry Clinton. Look, Larry. No, I'm kidding. Well, you know, those are the tools in front of you, Larry, and I commend you for using them. I would never do the things you're doing. Not in
a way.
I don't have
crazy to do this stuff.
Yeah, I don't have that kind of courage. But you do, so I'll hang on your shirt tail until you get there. And then I can go, I knew him when he was just a lunatic. That's what they do to people. Is you're crazy until you do it. Once you do it, and then they go, I knew he could do that.
Yeah, we were best friends.
From all your support, you know, the people that supported you all the way.
Yeah.
All four, you know, both of them.
Yeah.
Well,
he's got more support than just us. Yeah.
But we got the internet to get, you know, a group of people that two people supported. So that's like five people. And then you got their two people. Then the group gets a little bigger.
Yeah.
Anyway, like a spider web, only human.
Well, I'm just talking about our progress, and there's other guys out there that are doing the same kind of thing. Some of them are turning alternators magnetically to produce AC power for their house. Some of them are taking the 48 volts off of the incoming phone line or landline and turning that into usable energy. There's a bunch of stuff that can be done other than just turning off the light switch.
Well, I've got a couple of questions about undoing some of the damage that has been done so far, right? For example, like if they slow down on sucking out the oil, then is in itself, when you torture something for a while and then you suddenly stop torturing it, it goes into a state of shock. Because, hey, where's my whipping? Don't you care about me anymore?
Yeah.
That meant, okay, well, I'm talking about Earth being, like, alive in a way, because it's got all these lubricants and, like, it grows shit here and it's got sand there and all these things, water. All these things are put here for a reason to do certain jobs. But greedy people taught us how to not be concerned about any of that. We're professionals. We'll take care of it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there a cure in your vision for us, or have we like hit critical mass and we're just fucked no matter what we do?
No, man. We got a long way to go before we hit critical mass.
Okay.
But if we stop drawing oil out of the earth, it's just like if you gave a lot of blood, you'd have to sort of lay down and recover afterwards. That's what Mother Earth will do. She'll just sit there for a while, not doing anything new, not doing anything special, just sort of being and replenishing. And then she can clean up the water if we stop polluting it. In this country, I think that can be accomplished. In places like India, I don't think that that'll ever be accomplished. They bathe and do everything else in the Ganges River over there, and that supplies a great deal of water to not only the whole country, but to the ocean. So maybe something can be put in on a massive, put in a dam that has cleaning facilities in it, that one side it comes in dirty, the next side it goes out clean, something like that. But
well, we certainly have the technology.
Absolutely.
The people with the money don't want to give it up. They want more money.
Yeah.
No, I understand, but it's possible. I agree with your thoughts, Possis. The Earth itself, if left unattended, will take care of itself. It's all our intrusion that creates all this extra shit it can't handle.
Yeah,
and then they blame
to destroy everything.
And then they blame the users for using the shit that the manufacturers made.
Yeah,
because the users aren't taught use. You vote with your fucking money, you monkey.
Mm-hmm.
Put it on my Visa card.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've just outsmarted ourselves so far as I can see.
Is going to kill himself for convenience.
Yeah, they're fighting amongst themselves over political ideology. Well, how in the in a free country.
Yeah.
So, kind of blows the whole free country theory.
Yeah. White folks protesting because they're ashamed they're black. They're not black.
Or whatever. Yeah. Weirdness like that. Strange things.
Yeah. Thank
you. They tried bringing it over here, and they had one protest. It had a pretty good following. And then the second one got like 150 people, and they went, uh-oh, we better not do that here again.
Yep. We don't want that kind of stuff in our country.
But the people are not mean to each other about color. They're mean to each other about stupidity.
Yeah. Which is as it should be.
You're going to be an idiot, and you're white. You're still a fucking idiot. You're just a white idiot. So,
yeah.
And if you're black and you're an idiot, you're a black idiot. Then fuck does it matter? But some folks have figured out how to separate us and get these little groups and shit going so we can fight about free energy. It's true. All these distractions to keep you silent. Huh?
Yeah, but is it going to be a Super Bowl?
I
mean, are gladiators going to perform?
Yeah.
I don't personally give a flying squat.
Will there be a live Super Bowl, or will they do it with just the teams and broadcast?
They'll have canned crowd noises as they broadcast.
They'll have a virtual crowd.
Yeah.
See, that's where you got to get this federal shit, separate it from state, and take your little state back. And quit letting this Fed bullshit fuck you up.
Well, yeah. Our state has three large cities in it that are population centers, and those are all blue states. Blue states.
Yeah, yeah.
And the rest of the state is red.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, that's like Texas.
Yeah.
Same thing.
What a mess.
Cities are blue, and everybody else is red.
Well, I'm going to load a bowl in your guys' honor, because that just made my day.
Okay.
Well, I'm in a communist shithole, Denmark.
I'm so sorry.
I'm here. Oh, yeah, I'm telling you, man.
Yeah.
Ooh-hoo. Well, I guess my financially, if I was to, you know, to come here to work or something, I probably would, I don't know. No, I see the truth behind the American dollar being worth 4 cents and it being worth a dollar.
Yeah.
So, well, these people ain't playing any different game. It's the same fiat fucking shit here as it is where I'm from.
Yeah, it is worldwide.
There you go. So, what the fuck should I care for?
Same banksters.
But what you do is you stay out of their current, their workforce.
Yes.
You know, there's the key to that. And never use their medical. Boy.
Stay out of the system.
Unless somebody runs me over with a truck, you know. And then you can't be denied now. You can't be denied that kind of service in a civilized world anywhere. They'll take you to a hospital because it's the right thing to do. You know, they're going to search you for ID after you get hit by a truck? No. Going to try to save your happy ass. So outside of that, I'm just figuring shit. I'm holding up.
Yeah.
Well, so far so good. I only get complaints from Kirk and Hansel. That was a joke, Rob.
I know.
I was being sarcastic on the Dropping a Coil podcast.
I'm going to tell her you said that.
Mm-hmm. She don't care anyway. She just, I don't know. Cirque is a very unique female. I have not had a problem with her about any of that. I heard this and I heard that shit.
Yeah.
Oh, I went through a lot of that in the English-speaking world. Whoa. Because, you know, I'm really the most boring person in the world. I spend most of my time around other people trying to find a place to go smoke. See?
Yep.
And if they already smoke, they know that, so we go together. And if they know that I'm going to smoke and they don't smoke, they leave me the fuck alone to go smoke.
Yep. Go do what you want, as long as you ain't hurting nobody.
Right, but you know that it's against the law in Denmark to smoke hashish. Yes, 57% of the voting population want to make it legal, but the sitting parliament won't have it because of all the drug money and, well, fuck, all the laws. They make
it legal and tax it and make a fortune.
Well, when you do that, those sales drop.
Yeah.
Well, sure, because you're going to have the black market no matter fucking what, and we're not paying no damn taxes. Are you out of your mind? I wouldn't trust the government to produce a strain of marijuana I could consume that wouldn't threaten me in a physical fashion. So I get my stuff from Ahmed. Thank you very much.
GMO weed.
They know how to stomp those leaves to perfection.
Sends it by the pound.
The Middle East, well, I saw pictures on the internet, or not pictures, but video link, of the old guys in Afghanistan sitting on this, in front of the clubs and shit in the street, in the dirt, smoking freaking heroin. Fingers stained from the just constant. It wow. was, I mean, there's addiction for you.
Don't they put hash and tobacco over there?
Oh, yeah, they mix it. You can't smoke hash just by itself. It's way too much.
Cool.
They burn the nicotine out of the cigarette before they do it. They got this little like ritual program thing. It's cool as fuck. I watched Circa do it. It's like zip, 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 zip. It would take me, even after watching it all this time, I still would do it wrong.
Sounds fun.
Well, it's like mixing the proper drink for somebody that likes or has that taste. What do you call it? The ability to be that sensitive to a taste, to know the drink is made wrong.
Yeah.
They're like that with the hash here.
Cool.
Me, I've been smoking pot all those years before I got here, so I was like, this stuff is so different to my system that I can smoke the shittiest of it and still get a good buzz.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. What a problem to have.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm living the life over here. It's too fucking funny. And then every time I go into town, I run into somebody that knows something or wants something or, hey, how you doing? So, it's just like America, except there's a lot of Danish people here.
Odd thing for Denmark.
Well, yeah. Well, when you were in California, did you ever see like Golden Gate Park, the Haight-Ashbury area, all that, the hippie days?
Yeah, yeah.
I got to that in the 80s, but go ahead.
Cool. Go ahead.
That mentality, that kind of leave me alone, I leave you alone life is where I got to. Yeah, but I came from that. And then there was a lull in the middle where people got a little nasty. And now it's back.
And the famous picture of the street sign from Haight-Ashbury, the window that you see above the street sign, my fraternity brother in college lived there.
See? It's a small fucking place, man. But it's huge.
Yeah. Wow. He didn't live there very long. He rented that apartment.
Yeah, I spent some time in that neighborhood in '87, I think. But it's been a while. California was a lot of fun. See, I've got all these great memories of America in big cities when they were still livable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and then, but the last 9 years watching it decline has been a little painful.
Yeah.
And then I get the occasional, well, you don't live here. You don't have an opinion. Well, you don't live in Denmark, but you have one about Denmark.
Well, it's okay for me because I'm American.
I don't live in Germany, but I got opinions about Germany. It's right over across the border. And it's weird to be able to sit somewhere and say that out loud. I live close to the German border. Like, what the fuck happened here? And then on the other hand, it's like normal. This is my normal is very unusual, I suppose. But nothing like the shit Larry comes up with. Well, your electrical ideas are hard for me to understand on the radio, but when I sit down and look at a few things, maybe pictures, then I start to get a better idea of what you're saying and how it works. The one thing I'm a little short on, hey, you can tell us a story about this. I'm a little short on how do you get more of a return from a small investment than, like you see, you put in 100%, and now it'll give you 60 back. Because it doesn't produce 100, it produces 60 on purpose. But yours will produce 100. But what do you have to put in to get that 100?
Actually, 12 volts AC that we create ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Is there a simpleton way to explain this for me? Because I know there's an answer, but I'm not quite connecting it.
Yeah. What we have is a radio frequency receiver and transmitter that is a jewel thief. A jewel thief is an extra little coil that they put in a flash camera to make the flash brighter. It's just an extra little coil that increases the amperage a great deal to make that flash really bright. And the way these coils are designed, they do that. They're quarter wave radio antennas, which means that they pick up frequency from whatever's in the air, whatever's in the room where you're at, whatever's outside coming off the power line. They pick up that extra frequency, and they also can receive electrons from the Earth, which is more negative than they are. So we actually, these things suck, is exactly what they do. And because we've got multiple circuits, we can get more amperage out of it because, say we've got 12 amps coming out of a coil. Well, that's 1 amp per winding. So we've got 12 amps coming out. Where normally all of that 12 windings would be one winding wrapped around an iron core, which loses a whole bunch of it just to heat just from that, which also limits the magnetic field so that that coil can only do one thing. So as opposed to ours, it has no iron in it, doesn't heat up. We've eliminated the eddy currents, which are imperfections in the way it's wired, by putting one wire exactly touching next to the wire preceding it. That allows each individual magnetic field that's created not only electrically but magnetically induce into the wire next to it. We've got two circuits together, one going each direction, which means that the magnetic field travels the same direction, whether positive or negative. There is an empty space between each pair of circuits that gets smaller as it goes toward the hole in the donut. That compresses the magnetic field. As the wire goes around the donut, that also compresses the magnetic field in the edible part of the donut in the ring, and creates tornadoes like you get out of the north and the south pole of this coil, creates magnetic tornadoes that are circulating in there. All that's extra rotation. That's extra movement in the magnetic field. All of this expansion and contraction of the magnetic field makes it smaller as it's contracted and compressed toward the vortex, which increases the magnetic field in the vortex, and that magnetically reduces the resistance of the wire. And that's as simple as I can put it.
And that, I called that the jewel thief. That was good. It was a better explanation.
Yeah, it's a jewel thief.
Well, how do you explain this to somebody that already knows is the problem? You know, for me, being the new guy, right? And you and Rob seems to follow you a lot easier than I do, but you'll trip Rob up. But then I listen to him, you know, absorb the new information, and I catch on where he sees what you see, but I still don't see it. Hey, being honest is not always making me look good.
There's nothing wrong with that. I can't sweat two pieces of pipe together. I could never be a plumber.
Wow, no way. Really?
Yeah. I can't stand in the same spot in a manufacturing plant and put the same screw in over and over for 8 hours every day.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
Yeah. No, I've done it. They never hit your money button, because they sure did a good job of that. For mindless work, it was paid really good.
What I liked best about being an electrician is you got a different job all the time, and even though you're hooking and using the same things, you're doing something different all the time. Killer Dog.
Indeed. So, Larry.
Yes.
What is the difference between magnetism and gravity?
Well, first of all, there ain't no such thing as gravity. It's magnetism, or, and probably both, static electricity. The ground, the earth, is negative. Everything above the earth, including the sky, is more positive than that. The farther away from earth you get, the more positive the field is. So, therefore, magnetically, you stick to the earth. And static electricity, that is the difference in potential between the potential of the earth and the potential in your body, that also sticks you to the earth.
Okay, well, if it's just magnetism, why wouldn't a magnet and rock not fall at the same speed? Or a piece of metal and a piece of rubber. They both fall at the same speed. If it was pure magnetism, you would think the metal would fall faster.
That's the only source of static electricity.
Maybe not.
You might be right.
Well, if you took a ball, two solid balls, one of iron and one of copper.
Yeah.
Okay, and you drop them, they both fall at the same speed. You hit the ground at the same time.
Right.
But copper's not magnetically attracted.
Right.
Iron is. So,
but copper has more of, it's got more of a positive charge to it than the earth. That's why it falls.
And so does the iron.
Yeah. Yeah, everything above the earth is more positive than the earth, and that's why it's attracted to it. Doesn't matter if it's got magnetic properties or not. Everything can be charged. Everything can be magnetized. It's just we don't read that field. And it may be something else. It's not centrifugal force that's holding us on, that's for sure.
No, that would be counter.
Yeah.
It would be. Centrifugal force would throw us away from here.
Yeah. I'm probably not right on my theory about it being static electricity and magnetism.
I think about these things. It's just, it can't be just purely magnetism.
No, it's got
more to it. There's more to it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I understand the static electricity you're talking about.
Your hair sticking to a balloon.
Yeah.
Rubbing a balloon on your shirt and it's sticking to the wall.
Yeah.
Static electricity all the time just by moving. And the difference in charge potentials.
Our
body charge is different than the charge in the earth.
When I walk across certain carpets in certain kind of shoes and touch somebody, I spark them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that.
I got wood floors here, so it's been a while, but there's carpeting at the bar, but I haven't sparked anybody in a long time. Probably the wrong shoes for it, but there's some kind of a synthetic carpet that I react to like that.
A nylon carpet, probably.
Well, yeah, something cheap.
Yeah, well,
they probably don't have it at the place, but I'll keep that in mind. But hey, you got a nylon carpet? I want to do an experiment. hold this.
Yeah, come here. Let me touch it. Speaking of experiments, Larry, have you heard of the that experiment where they spin a ceramic disc and it reduces the weight of anything underneath it.
Anything below it?
Yes. I saw this a long time ago. Let me see if I can find.
Don't they spin a ceramic rod in like a centrifuge in a storing tank in a biological lab?
To breaking the law of gravity. Anti-gravity disc. Okay.
Yeah, Larry caused quite the disturbance with doubting gravity. I get that too.
Yeah.
My wife rolls her eyes at me when I doubt gravity. She said, what is theory? Prove it.
They don't know what it is. They can't say what it is.
A superconducting.
So you might as well call it Stella. It's still not what you're calling it. It doesn't matter. It's like that round, you know, my round earth, flat earth theory. You ever heard that, Larry?
Yeah, it's round and flat like a record.
No, is that
there's
I don't
care. The ones that holding it up.
Yeah, I don't care what it is because the answer doesn't help me at anything. Except to impress people with how smart I seem to be.
Okay, I posted a link there for you.
Okay, Rob got back together. Bye.
I posted it in the chat too. The title of the link is, I've recently heard reports of a researcher claiming to have produced anti-gravity effects using a spinning superconducting disc. And basically, I heard about this years ago when I was looking into Hutchison stuff. And basically, it's like a shielding effect.
Getting down into it now.
Yeah, I didn't mean to send you off on a on a tangent there, but I was just wondering if you heard of such a thing.
Yeah, I pretty intriguing.
Yeah, I know it's not your eyes, didn't I?
Yes, it is. Because I can spin a piece of ceramic.
Yeah.
Do that in the coil. Do that in the spiral coil.
Yeah, well, maybe there's a little thing to bring up with the group.
Yeah.
I'm sure one of them have heard of this. It's not something new. It's been around for decades.
I'm definitely sure part of that group has seen this.
Actually, this was begun in 1996, actually. It was mentioned in the Sunday Telegraph and picked up by Businessweek and New Scientist. Da, 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 da.
Brandon?
So.
Yeah, except 1996 was just the other day, their sport.
Yeah, that was
old, folks.
Only 24 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was there when it happened.
Well, that's more than one
asshole than that.
Larry's going to out old guy us.
Yeah.
Fucking
that's man. Fine. He can win. this article was printed in 1999 from Scientific American. Anyways, so, you know, I've looked into gravity a lot over, you know, the years, not to the point of expertise or anything, but I've seen a lot of different things, and this is one of them that really stuck in my mind. Is the one I saw was a ceramic disc, but I do remember now that I see this, it had to do with superconductivity. And basically, that's what made me think, because you're talking about the magnetic circuits and having zero resistance, which is basically what superconductivity is zero resistance wire, regardless of whatever the temperature is. If you're getting zero resistance, you have zero superconductivity. And so maybe spinning the coil itself.
Well, okay, there's another way that we might be missing. once you get, you can go from resistance to inductance. If you've got a certain kind of a meter, if you've got more inductance than you do resistance, it switches scales on you and goes to the inductance scale. And these coils, by showing us that they've got zero resistance, may be showing us that at that point they're going into inductance, which doesn't deal with resistance at all, because inductance is an outside force.
Right.
So it may be as simple as that. And yeah, the wires still have all the resistance in them that they ever did, but they have so much inductance in them that it cancels out the resistance reading.
Mm-hmm.
That might be one explanation for what's happening.
Okay.
I don't have the right kind of equipment to really tell that, but I can tell you that my multimeter, literally, when you put three circuits together, it literally shows zero. At 0.001, and four of them show zero.
Hmm.
So that may be just the shortcomings of my meter.
Yeah, but you would think if you put four lengths of wire together, one length should have, you'd call it one unit of resistance, whatever that length of wire is, yet another length of the same length, and it should be two units, and another wire should be three, and another wire should be four. But it goes the opposite direction.
Yeah. Yeah, it's inverse.
Holy shit.
It doesn't make sense to me, actually.
It's counterintuitive, that's for sure. Yeah.
There's a lot of things about these coils that don't fit my education.
Uh-oh.
The bat phone.
The prince is calling.
Commissioner.
I'm back.
This is a bat cave.
Power conditioning system.
Ah, yeah. It's all just fascinating. But this is really getting to me that we can't do it here. It's pissing me off. It's making me want to leave.
It's pissing me off, too.
Well, I heard Larry say that he's expecting the lockdown nonsense to end in September. Or is that just a guess, or did you get... Do you know something that we've been...
Well, at least where we're going in Malaysia, the people that we're talking to have connections with the royal families in all the countries over there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just flat not going to do it anymore.
Not going to do it.
They're not going to wear masks, not going to socially distance.
Oh, okay. They're
going to tell who to get fucked. That's what it is.
Yeah.
They're going to tell who to get fucked off.
Yep. Be a real country again.
Good, good, good. Well, it's been a hoax since
so
the beginning.
You just said it out. Now, you just basically told everybody it's Malaysia.
Well, that's where the head engineer is, and it's not in Malaysia.
Oh, okay.
We may have a school there.
Oh, okay.
But it's
the project's not in Malaysia. Okay.
No, it's a much smaller country.
Okay. Well, I've been trying to be cautious about saying what I say, and I just
it's not in Malaysia.
Okay.
I don't think that I mentioned any of the countries.
All you mentioned is Malaysia, Taiwan, as far as where you're going to meet today.
Yeah, someplace over in that part of the world. I think it's going to be Malaysia when we go for the meeting,
uh-huh.
And we'll probably train in Malaysia.
Okay.
See what happens there.
Oh, I was just amazed that you had the freedom to leave. I didn't know that you could without, you know, special permission from God Trump or whatever.
Unless they shut me down at the airport, it's
I don't think it's so much about leaving, it's about coming back. They are denying citizens and legal residents entry if they've been to one of the hotspot countries.
Oh, that'd be like what? Iran, Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan.
Well, I'm talking about the COVID hotspots.
Lebanon, Chile, Portugal, Peru, Venezuela. Okay, I'm back. Sorry, guys.
Italy, France.
Well, America's got Bigfoot, man. It sticks its big foot up everybody's little tiny ass. And it just leaves the toe there dangling. Hey, America, can you take toe out of my ass, please?
Yeah, we've managed to piss just
you
about everything. Matter of fact, that's the reason I haven't left yet anyway, is because they pissed everybody off at Americans around the world. You can't go anywhere where the initial reaction, I mean, like when you go, you can tell us from experience, Flash, when you first got there, the initial reaction to the American.
Here in Denmark?
Yeah, what was it like?
Nothing, just like being...
They didn't have any type of negative reaction to you being the American guy.
No. Never been treated badly like that. Nah.
Not in any of the other countries?
It's not Indonesia either.
It's turned into... They more punked me because of Trump than me personally about any of this.
Yeah.
Because I've said... Because I've gone into the bar and they wondered... One guy will yell, "Hey, what about that Donald Trump?" And I go, "I fuck Donald Trump in the ass with a cucumber." And that kind of stuff, people will remember you said that.
Yeah.
So they know I'm no fan of Trump, so that's, you know.
Yeah.
It's like how they're nice to you in punking.
They're finding out whether you're a tourist or an expat.
Oh, I've been here so long.
Once they find out you're an expat, you're cool. But if you're just a tourist...
No, there's no difference. People here aren't... They're not that social, personally. They don't get in your business like that.
Uh-huh. Flash, don't forget to fill out your mail-in vote.
Oh, yeah. I'm mailing anything, anywhere. Fuck them.
And the one for your cat and the one for your dog.
Yep.
No, see, if I wanted to become a Danish citizen, that's when the shitstorm would begin. But I don't want to do that. So I'm a guest by marriage here, period.
So there's a special category for that.
It's the circumstances of the law. I'm not breaking any freaking laws. So it's just cool. Get through it all.
So there's an exception for a foreigner married to a native.
How do you mean exception? No, just I'm not applying to them to become a Dane. I'm still American paper.
Right.
So I'm not trading in.
Do you have a visa? Are you on a visa of any kind?
Passport. Anyway, but that's
all. Well, passport.
Now it changes all the rules change legally, schmeagly. But when I was I was in Scotland for 2.5 years.
Yeah.
Because of my birth, I don't know. I've never been given any trouble wherever I've gone. I've been able to stay wherever I've gone to and overstay and stay over that, and nothing ever happens.
You're a lucky guy.
No, I hold an American passport. They're like freaking, what do you call it? Diamonds or something.
American Express.
In the paper chase world, right?
Yeah.
If you're going to play poker, you know, draw the big hands. So that's what I got. Yeah, if I had like a South African passport or something, it would have attracted different attention to it.
Yeah.
But the passport carries a lot of power, even though, you know, America's not really looking so good right now, Rob. But But
trust me, I have been kicking around the idea of getting the fuck out of here for many years. Matter of fact, I was right on the edge of moving to Belize. I was almost
so
there.
Why don't you?
Do it. Circumstances aren't right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because once I leave, there's no coming back.
There you go. So what? What's there to go back to? And as far as a bit of dirt,
it's a commitment.
The commitment stuff. Well, there you go. Some rebel Rob is becoming. Huh?
I'm still too comfortable where I'm sitting. That's the problem.
There you go. Well, I just committed.
I'm not uncomfortable enough to do it. And I haven't had anything come up to entice me to run to, as opposed to running away from. You know, I'm not one to run away, but if I had something to run to, like a project or something, you know, like a multi-million-dollar solar farm project or something like that, I would very seriously consider going through jumping through the hoops to get what I need to do to get where I need to be. Because I can throw all that shit in the trash once I get there.
No, Larry, it looks like there's a future for Rob in your safety organization. I think Rob would be qualified to test your equipment to see if it's safe or not.
Wrap these wires, see what they do.
Just don't be pissed if I come across something that's not safe and shoot it down.
That's what we want.
That's the whole point, though. That's the way Larry works. One of the first things I ever heard Larry say was, if you don't believe what I'm saying, challenge it, and I'll talk to you about it.
Right.
Absolutely.
Never heard him stand his ground, and you don't know nothing, mister, and all that kind of shit.
No. That's
I'm willing to change my mind.
On what you're talking about at the moment. I know. I've been here. I've been witnessing. You see, this is the one of the good things I get out of life is to hear shit. I don't see very good, but I hear pretty good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I hear things other people just aren't in tune with yet. They'll get there.
We were discussing a new design this morning, and just flat out I said, no, that will not work.
Because you did it.
Well, no, but it's just... I didn't understand exactly how they were explaining it, and I just took a firm stand, no, it won't work. And then they explained it to me, and that's the best idea that they've come up with so far. So, you know, Larry's a dumb shit.
I'm going to call this the secret in the sauce.
There you go. Yep.
Because that summed it up, Larry. But the ability to be wrong, that's just life.
I've been wrong before. It don't hurt.
Exactly.
Not always, anyway.
Wow.
Sometimes it does. Sometimes it does. If the question is that tunnel hot or not, and being wrong in that case, it hurt the fuck out of you.
The things in life that really matter.
Yeah.
Why do you follow me?
Switch off.
Is it hot? No, it's not hot. That is such to be wrong, doesn't it?
I worked
your own lock on that bracelet.
Anyway, I get it.
Wow. I've made mistakes. I've made lots of mistakes. I've got about 20 coils laying around here that didn't work right.
If you're not making mistakes, you're not doing anything worthwhile.
That's it.
Uh-oh. Well,
I don't make the same mistake twice, or I try not to.
Yeah.
Always something new and exciting. Everything, every coil, every wrapped up piece of wire will do something. Just figuring out what it is.
Yeah, and what you've been clear about, this particular science doesn't interest everybody in the first place. But the weirdos that it tracks, like us, are the type that try shit because, well, hold on, I can do this. And I think those of us, me, for example, I'm the one that you're saying, hey, look, this is dangerous shit. Don't toy around with this. This is different.
Yeah.
Well, the difference between installing a plug into a wall and what you're doing is like worlds apart.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, right. But see, a guy with my limited knowledge could take it too far and say, hey, I could do that. And I just wanted to always be clear. You don't encourage the novice to try to be the master.
Not at this point. When we get it worked out mm-hmm. and can write the safety manuals and do all that kind of thing with it, like I was saying a while ago, we've designed a plug that if it ain't the right thing, it will not plug into it. So that's we'll just sell modules and kits. If you want to do this, this is what you need. If you want to do something else, you need this module to go with it. Plug them together and leave it alone.
Yeah, and eliminate all the dangers.
We're going to have to order it from Malaysia.
Trip over. Yeah.
Yeah, you'll have to come get it.
Isn't that strange, though, Rob? Is America can't produce a good quality product by law. When it comes to electricity, I didn't know it was that serious. I thought it was just greed. I didn't know it was so greedy it was even in the damn codes.
Yeah. Well, that's American code says you can't switch the neutral. And that's cool because that means if you turn the light switch off, you can unscrew the light socket and it's still going to be hot up there. Well, you don't want that when you're going into work on stuff. So... we can't do that over here. In Europe and other parts of the world, there's no laws, no rules against switching the neutral. And by switching the neutral carries the entire load of that circuit back to the panel so that it completes the circuit. Well, all that then goes to a bus bar that the neutrals and the grounds are hooked together. And it just bleeds all of it off the ground, or back through the meter to the power company, actually, but through the ground. But what we've done is we've used that power that you use, and we're selling it back to the power company. Use all you want, because you're selling it back to the power company for the same amount that you pay for it. So besides getting it produced on site clean yourself, you're able to sell every bit of it that you use back and make more money.
Let's talk a little bit about that, selling electricity back to the electric company.
Yeah.
I know every state has their own rules about it or whatever.
Just a second.
No problem. So, that must be important.
I'm back.
Okay. So, I don't know if there's a national law or if it's state by state or what.
I don't know what the law is exactly. I do know that... say you had a bunch of solar panels on your house.
Right.
And you happen to create more energy than you consumed.
Right.
That would go through a transfer switch mm-hmm. and go back to the power company. And they are obligated, I don't know whether it's through a law or just the way they do it, but they buy that back from you. And so,
I've heard that many times. I was just wondering how in depth your knowledge was on that.
I don't know because I'm totally against solar. I haven't ever looked into that. Solar is not the way to go. Solar sucks. Our coils suck, but they do it in a good way.
Okay. All right. New rule. What states buy back electricity from households producing? You have the right to generate your own. There's a whole bunch of them. bunch of articles about it.
Okay. Kate's making a comment.
One has to hook up to the grid to sell it. You have to be hooked up to the grid to sell it back to them. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Over 40 states allow for some kind of net metering. Translation, households that generate electricity through residential solar projects can receive checks from power companies for excess energy sent to the grid. Yeah, we know how it works. The rules and rates for selling electricity to the grid vary from state to state, as well as by utility companies. Some make it easier, others make it hard as fuck.
And yeah, some of them charge you thousands of dollars for the transfer.
Just for the equipment, yeah. And then there's caps on how much each household can sell back.
Uh-huh.
To prevent people from fleecing the utility companies. Really? Uh-huh. Recently, there's been a push to make it harder for folks who generate renewable energy to sell it back to the grid.
That's here.
Greedy motherfuckers argue that people who generate their own electricity should pay the utility company for the privilege of using the grid.
Kiss my what?
Okay, wait a minute. I'm producing more energy than I need. But you want me to pay you for producing more electricity than I need. Fuck you.
Absolutely.
Many states offer tax incentives. Okay. But not if you have a free energy machine.
No.
Installing stuff. You want to make my money, but you have to generate more energy. Yeah.
Well, the whole purpose of this project. They wanted to build this 15,000 acre solar farm so that they could sell energy to the grid and power entire other countries from this solar farm. After I told them how ridiculous that idea was, we went on from there. I pissed them off right at the beginning. But, yeah, that was the whole purpose of this project, so we're not going to have a problem with that.
Yeah.
Ah, he cut
us better. Kill that thing. Anyway, that's all based on solar panels, obviously.
Oh, you did put up the link? Where?
Oh, I didn't put it up yet. I guess I should have.
Yeah, you should have done it a few minutes ago, but you didn't.
CI.
Oh, you big greedy link hogger. Okay. Grim likes his notes. Simple yet complete.
Yep. Okay, I put it in the wire too so you can see it there. There's a whole search page full of links about selling electricity back to the power company. And there's a list of which states do it. And so it's different. It varies by state and even by power company how easy or hard they make it and so forth.
Yeah, whether they want you to do it or not.
Yeah. But if you don't hook up to the grid, they'll condemn your home.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fucked up, man. Talk about a rocket. I produce my own electricity. That's too bad. When I hooked up to the grid, you're condemning your house. But I produce my own electricity.
No, you can't.
Civilization, Rob. Civilization.
No, that's not civilization, sorry.
Okay, well, that's what they're calling it.
To serve tickets and protect our wages.
Yeah, all of that. And a bag of chips and some Diet Coke.
Grab your ankles, we're about to say hello.
I really am. Well, actually, we're about to say goodbye, but...
6 minutes.
Show.
6 minutes.
Can't shut that kid up.
Yeah, I know. I keep thinking of questions to ask you.
I know.
my default setting. Ask somebody a question. I'm like Columbo, only a little bit shorter. Yeah, Peter Fox taller than me. I think he's still alive.
A little bit.
But what a terrible actor that guy was. But he had great characters, but he wasn't a good actor. I mean,
yeah,
it's the same guy always just talking.
Just different plots. Man, on just
what
pisses me off that we can't do it here.
Oh, well, there's always something that's going to piss you off, Rob. You just got to
there's always something pissing me off.
Or move to Belize and stop complaining. And personally, I'm for the move. I think, I'm going to put my magic dust out there in the atmosphere.
Well, it's
Oh, I don't want to go to Belize now. It's fucked up there.
It's fucked up everywhere. So what?
Yeah,
it's not about governments and shit. It's about community. You just gotta find a place where you like, and you'll find it if you look. If you don't look, you'll just be where you are. There you go.
Yep, that's it.
Right, Uncle Larry.
Yep, wherever you go, there you are.
See, and I thought it was just a story old people told me. They were right. I'm here.
It's all a lie.
Yeah, I know. But so our next week, are we back on the normal, regulated schedule?
I hope so.
Okay. Because I'll go over the, whatever. I'll make.
We'll plan on the regular time next week, unless otherwise informed.
Yeah, this was just an oddball occasion. Tomorrow is the only day that these guys got off this week.
Yeah, it had to be so.
Have you got any closing comments about this particular meeting tomorrow before we close up?
Everybody pray for me that we don't blow the guy up. This is the first time we're hooking him up, and he's supposed to have already made most of the connections. We'll run through that before we turn it on, but you never can tell.
I really literally blow the guy up. I thought you were talking about blowing his mind. I thought you were talking about blowing him out of the whole thing, but no, you literally blow the guy up.
No, I'm talking about blowing his heels off.
No, don't do that.
There must be appropriate coaching.
I mean, the guy's a scientist of some type, right? I mean, he understands.
Oh, yeah, he's a good guy. Yeah, he knows what's going on.
He knows how to ground himself and all that. Yeah,
we've already gone over all that. He's well.
He knows the safety procedures, right? Okay, good.
Yeah, I wouldn't really turn it on without him.
Right.
I'm the chicken. I'm the chicken, man.
Well, that's because you've been involved. You've been bit?
I've been bit a bunch.
You know what it's like.
Yeah. Quack. That's what I put down on for religion on my draft notice. So what's your religion? Be that card.
War. What a bunch of dumbasses.
No doubt.
The mentality has got to be, well, anyway.
Yeah.
It made me laugh, guys. I got a sick sense of humor. I know. See you next week.
See you guys.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for coming. Thanks for
questioning everything.
Yep, always question everything. Believe nothing. Look at everything. Just make up your own mind.
And get two big lighters at this store.
Yep. Yeah. That way when somebody pockets one, you still got one left.
I bought a five pack.
Hey, you I appreciated it, too. I think I learned something new this week as well.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow I'll be curious for a whole week to find out what the fuck happened.
I'm so impatient, man.
Rob will probably kill it out of you and then you have to tell me.
Me too, Rob. I am just chomping at the bit to get this.
Oh, man. If I can do anything, let me know, brother.
Okie doke.
All right, guys.
All next time.
That is all there was.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.